This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to host a member of Israel's wartime cabinet who is visiting Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Israel war cabinet member Benny Gantz, a centrist political rival of Netanyahu, is sitting down with several senior Biden administration officials this week. Among them are Harris, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Jake Sullivan, the White House National Security Advisor. The meeting comes after Harris issued a forceful call Sunday for a temporary ceasefire deal in Gaza.
The immense scale of suffering in Gaza. There must be an immediate ceasefire.
Administration officials say the temporary ceasefire will halt fighting for at least 6 weeks. The White House has also increased pressure on Israel not to hamper the aid that workers were trying to get into the region. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports on the upcoming election contest called Super Tuesday in the U.S.
There's not much suspense surrounding Super Tuesday.
We're not even wondering what states Haley might win because there don't appear to be any of those on the board.
Chris Galdieri, who's a political science professor at St. Anselm College, who says former President Donald Trump certainly has the momentum in his race with Nikki Haley.
He has, other than D.C., won in every contest so far. And even though, you know, you can make a case that he's underperformed his polls and isn't doing as well as you'd expect for somebody running as a quasi-incumbent, the fact is that he is racking up delegates and Nikki Haley isn't.
Voters in 16 states head to the polls tomorrow. I'm Shelley Adler.
And Pakistan's Shehbaz Sharif took the oath of office Monday to officially become prime minister for a second time. This is VOA News.